On this episode of the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast, we have messages from Princess Di from the beyond, a drunken medium, and a haunted evil horse stick. You heard what I said. So giddy up and let's ride on.
Do aliens exist and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast. I'm your host, Ghost Joe. So this is my part of the show that I do not script at all. So if I ramble, I'm sorry. So it is the middle. Well, I don't know if you would call it the middle of the summer, but it is the end of June, which is kind of depressing because this summer is already kind of in full effect, even though the kids are just getting out of school now. At least in New York, they are. I know in some other states they get out like in May and stuff, but my kids are getting out. Actually, as I'm recording this, it's their last day of school, so they'll be on summer vacation as of today. So there are a bunch of things coming up in the summer. I'll go over that maybe later or next show about some of the paranormal events that will be going on, paracons and whatnot throughout the summer. And, by the way, as I'm recording this as well, today is our very own Edgegrave Dave's birthday. So wish him a happy birthday. I'm sure he would love it. And yeah, my buddy and your buddy, Nat, who is a big, big fan of the show, had pulled out great with his surgeries, and he's in recovery now. So, you know, thank goodness for that. Also on this show, I have I read it on Reddit segment is actually going to be from this person that when I read her Reddit, I commented on it and said, why don't you call and talk on the podcast about it? And she was a little bit apprehensive about that, but she said I could read her Reddit, and that's awesome. She also provided me with pictures of the paranormal events that she believes is occurring in her house. So I will have that up on warpedrealitypodcast.com for you guys to check out. And so let's get on with it, all right? We have a lot of paranormal news to go, and let's get into it.
And now for some paranormal news.
All right, so we got a couple cool paranormal stories here. So Zira Fleming, a 31-year-old psychic medium from Plymouth, a city in England, claims that pushy spirits make her go to several different bars to give messages, or pubs, of course, messages to unsuspecting patrons. They even make her down booze at times. Her gift of mediumship flourished after her dad died from cancer, and it increased in strength after her mom, who was also a medium, passed away. Zira, a mother of two, claims that she sees angels and has the ability to feel other people's pain and suffering, which she says is the hardest part to deal with. She does have a regular day job, but she is fully booked with her medium side hustle. Zira says, although it doesn't scare her, it can be frustrating, but she is learning to tune out spirits when she is not inclined to listen. And in other psychic news, I bet you didn't see that coming. Peruvian psychic Milagros Albarracin says she spoke to a Princess Diana figurine after a family said that they've been experiencing paranormal activity from it. Apparently, the figurine was moving around, changing positions in its display case. The family sent the figurine to the psychic, and she claims that she experienced the same movements. She has seen it change from lying on its back to sitting upright at times, without the crown on its head even. She then communicated with the doll via transistor radio, and the doll confirmed that it is indeed the spirit of Princess Di. She claims she audibly heard the words Diana, Sad, Son, and Kate, stating that she is worried about the recent illness of Kate Middleton. All right, so now let's talk some out-of-this-world news. So a large UFO-shaped object, I'm talking like old-school comic book UFO-shaped craft, was seen by many motorists being hauled in the back of a truck in Argentina. Some believe it could have been an alien craft, while others think it may be a telecommunications antenna. Buzzkills. Oddly enough, there was a UFO spotted in Essex, Argentina, back in March. It resembled the same shape and emitted a blue glow. Back in the U.S., a blue glow UFO was spotted in Arizona earlier this month. We will have to see what our resident MUFON investigator John Wright thinks of these pictures and claims. Another sighting had terrified Michelle Reyes, as she was flying over LaGuardia Airport in New York City. She went to take a video of New York's amazing skyline and instead was photobombed by a UFO. Cylindrical in shape, she said it zipped across the sky quickly. Bewildered as to what it might be, she immediately emailed the FAA, who never responded back, by the way, the National UFO Reporting Center, and UFO Sighting Repository Enigma Labs, which is an app that I covered. It's pretty cool. She showed the footage to her dad, who is a former U.S. Navy pilot, and he said, "They're crazy. What the hell is the matter?" No, I'm just kidding. He was baffled as well. UFO investigator Ben Hansen checked her footage and stated that he believes the video to be legit. Quoting, "We've found no evidence that she faked this or hoaxed it. It's there. It's very clear, which is very unusual. Have you ever seen a UFO? Let me know by calling 845-600-0744 and leaving me a voicemail. I'd love to hear about your experience."
Horrible Reviews with Grave David.
All right, Grave Diggers, I've got a question. What do you get from the success of the Taylor Swift movie from last year, plus maybe the success of the Billy Joel film, The 100th, live at Madison Square Garden? Well, for this question, I may have the answer. But the real question is, are you on the square? Are you on the level? Are you ready for the review of new Ghost film right here, right now, and have this ritual before the devil? So hang on to your caskets, because it's that time once again. It's time for an Edge Grave Warning spoiler alert. Yes, concert films aren't exactly something new. I know that Metallica has put out at least three of them. Hell, I even remember going to the movies a lifetime ago to see the U2 film. But I gotta tell you, when I found out that there was a special Fandango event and that there was new Ghost film, I just had to go and see it. And Ghost has moved up the ranks, going toe-to-toe, playing arenas, and being on the billboards with such classic acts such as Metallica, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and all under the guise of a satanic church with incredible uplifting melodies, almost church-like songs that make you feel really good and telling a story. You see, it's not even just Tobias Forge. People are seeing the character and entire world that he has cultivated with his character. Papa Emeritus. Papa Emeritus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cornucopia. This has been going on for over a decade. And there has been a YouTube series, web series, that has been going on for the past couple of years, kind of giving you a little bit of a fictitious backstory, sort of filling in the gaps between records and between EPs. And we get just a little bit more of this world in a very entertaining, sometimes silly, and just really fun way. And with the success of their last record, Impera, and the last two concert dates of that tour, they filmed this. And while some might not call it an incredible masterpiece, it is just really a fun watch that'll have you banging along, singing along, and just absolutely engulfed and captivated in watching what he has created. I was actually fortunate enough to be a part of these shows from the Imperator and the Re-Imperator, actually. And just seeing this live, you know, if she's listening here, I actually did go with my own mother, who happens to be a pretty big fan of the band. And when she saw this film, man, we were all just having a really good time. What I find interesting is, unlike other shows on this tour, there was a strict no phone policy that was implemented, I guess, to prevent, you know, recordings and to have like unauthorized viewings of it. And that totally does make sense. What I like is that they really set up a lot of lore about the band, and it really makes you think, you know, kind of the theatrics of maybe bands like Kiss hasn't really been done in quite some time. And I got to tell you, even if they didn't have this gimmick, the song's really that good and you feel that great coming out of it that you almost don't even care. But then with the stained glass windows and with the nameless ghouls all coming out in gas masks, previously they had devil masks, and then you have this evil looking Pope that probably changes costumes maybe about as many times as Cher and Whitney Houston, it really is quite the spectacle and quite the show. And they've added many nameless ghouls over the years. I remember when I believe it was just two guitars, bass, drums, keyboard. Now they have like a whole like church choir, like females in there. They have several keyboardists. I mean, you could hear horn sections. They also have dancers like Cirque du Soleil. I mean, they really have gone all out. And what I really like about the story, I'm going to let you in on something. And as I've said, this is a spoiler alert. With each Papa Emeritus character for each record, each one has fallen and been put to death, and a new one has arisen. Now, what I always found funny is that it's the exact same voice, and that is because it's the exact same guy. There's just these little changes that have happened, and there's this whole bloodline in the story where there was a Papa Nil or Papa Zero, where they even show you what the band was like in the 60s. And what's great about that is that you get songs like Kiss the Goat and Mary on a Cross. And while these might sound like ultra dark names, they're just really fun. And they had this whole like 60s, 70s type of cartoon segment going on for Mary on a Cross. And I really liked it. And the whole time, Papa Emeritus IV is really worried about his fate and what's going to happen. And he wants his tour to simply go on forever. And you're wondering, what is his fate? Well, at the very end of the film, you certainly do find out. And as far as the set list, you certainly will not be disappointed in the song selection. I don't even know if we can even call it a greatest hits at this point, as I just love so many of their songs. So much like the audience members that were in the theater and that were shown in the film. One of my favorite songs to this day will probably always be Ritual, which was the first song that I ever heard. Has a little bit of a Blue Oyster Cult type vibe. I love Year Zero and Square Hammer, which the title of the film is actually from. The new stuff like Rats and from the new record, Kazarian Spillways. They even played 20s, which has a fun little dance number with dancing skeletons. I mean, it's just a great time. So I'm not going to put any number of graves for this review. I'm very curious to see what you all think yourself. But in my mind, I am going to give it many graves. So at the time of this recording, have a great summer. Have a great 4th of July. And just like the 4th of July, I'll be back with an explosive firework of a review next time. So take care of each other out there, guys. Because as Papa Emeritus told us, be kind, be nice to each other. And well, I'll see ya. Take care, guys. Have a good one, Ghost Joe.
Hey, thanks for that review, Edgegrave. Yeah, I really enjoy the kinds of reviews that you've been doing lately. It's not all movies, which is pretty cool. And it gives people a little bit more of a sense of other horror type things that have been going on. So that's pretty cool. I do have one thing to say though. You said that the singer from Ghost changes his clothes as much as Cher and as much as Whitney Houston. I don't believe Whitney Houston has had a wardrobe change in quite some time now. All right. So this Reddit actually comes from someone that wanted me to read it for her. I had reached out to her because I wanted to see if she would want to read it herself. But some people just don't feel comfortable with hearing their voices or, you know, talking like that. So she had rather me read it for her. I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she wants me to say it. But check this out, right? Recently, my door has been opening on its own and the handle goes down, but there is nothing there. I hear running up my stairs and down my hallway. I would be able to tell if it's my neighbors, but it definitely isn't. I wrote this story a few days ago for Reddit, and there was some scratching in my room and then a loud bang outside. Every single time my mom leaves for work, it starts. Doors slamming, running loudly, slamming windows, and opening my door. I wrote about it the other day, not confident with what was happening, but I am now convinced that there is something going on. I have a mirror desk and a light-up mirror on top. My mom recently moved my biggest mirror in front of that, and they were all facing. That's not a good thing. You should probably not have them facing each other. I was going to get into the bath the other day, and something moved my mirror, and it fell and smashed. It was trying to protect me from the photo. My boyfriend was there, and I was asleep. I told him, don't use the Polaroid camera for useless pictures. The shutter sound woke me up, and I shouted at him. He didn't say a word, just got his bag and coat on and said, I'm going. I apologized, but he didn't say a word. He had the picture behind his back, so I demanded he show it to me. I could see what looked like a black blob, and I instantly moved my mirror. Yesterday, I looked closer at it. On these open shelves I have on my wall, a black figure with horns and what looked like teeth. That black blob in the mirror that reflects to my window looks like a girl hanging. But if you look at the window, nothing. And then at the bottom of my bed, a head peeking out. I don't know what to do. I wear a cross necklace, but it had snapped a few weeks ago, but I had actually managed to fix it. Wow, those accounts definitely sound terrifying. If you ask me, what I would probably do first is to move those mirrors if you haven't already. Because what they say is having mirrors facing each other could somehow create a portal for good and bad spirits and entities, demonic and all sorts of things, to, it's like a pathway into your home. So I would definitely move those if you haven't already. The next thing I would probably do is to look up saging rituals to see how to sage your house or sage your room to see if that helps at all. You know, I wish you luck and please keep me posted how everything is going. And if anybody out there has a has any kind of solution or, you know, if you've had an experience like this, please give me a call at 845-600-0744.
This is Haunted eBay. Happy bidding, kiddies. Ha!
All right. So the first item of Haunted eBay is Haunted Stick Horse Evil. It's going for $20. And the description is real haunted item. Whether you call it a hobby horse or a stick horse to a five-year-old, it's a real horse, as real as any horse. That was the case with Walter, a young boy who lived in Texas with his very wealthy family. The last gift he opened at his fifth birthday party was the stick horse wrapped in brown paper without any card telling who it was from. Walter was immediately obsessed with the horse and refused to play with any of the expensive gifts bought by family and friends. He ignored everything and everyone to play with the stick horse, which he called Lightning. His parents looked inside the paper the horse had been wrapped to see if they could find out who had sent it. They found a note from Maybell, Claire's sister, who had been disowned many years ago for practicing dark magic. The note said, "You had no right to banish me from the family, and now you will pay for it, sister, Claire." Walter's mom was shocked and tried to get the horse from Walter. This caused Walter to become violent and scream at his parents. They relented like they always do and let the boy keep the stick horse. Young Walter never let the horse leave his sight. That year was filled with chaos and disaster. The family dog was found dead with a big gaping wound in its neck. Not long after this, the family cat was found with its neck broken. Walter's parents had started taking him to see a therapist because he had withdrawn from everyone since his birthday party. More pets died during this time. Why you guys keep buying pets if they keep dying from all this crazy stuff? Anyway, and nobody thought anything about it until the neighbor caught Walter coming out of his garage with a box cutter. The neighbor ran inside and found his Irish setter bleeding to death from a deep wound on his neck. The neighbor immediately called the police and Walter was put in juvenile detention and ordered to undergo mental evaluation. Walter's parents were able to get him and move far away. They made Walter leave the stick horse behind. This was the only time they held their ground. They sold the house to a family friend who had known them for years. The man was familiar with the stick horse and the story behind it. When he found the stick horse, he called us to come get it and bless his house. The man had once seen Walter talking to the horse, and he said he heard the horse talking back. He told us, "I'll be damned if I didn't get it back." At first, he thought he was hearing things, but Walter was alone, and the voice was growing a grown man's voice. The man was afraid of the stick horse and had hung a crucifix from its rope to protect him from the evil inside of it. He told us he hadn't slept since finding it and felt a dark presence when he was in the same room. When we finished the house, this is a really long description. When we found the house blessing, it sounds like they just kept adding more and more to the description, you know, like kept adding more and more to the story to make it sound crazier. He felt better than he had since finding that cursed stick thing and was glad we had to come to take it away. He admitted that he was about to burn it, but something told him to stop right before he poured lighter fluid and struck the match to start the blaze. We told him that it was good that he stopped because burning it would have released the spirit living inside of lightning. Is that a fact? We have experienced whispering and felt cold when we had it in the house. The energy is strong and you can feel it when you hold the horse in your hands. Whether you call it a hobby horse or a stick horse, to a five-year-old, it's a real horse. So next up is the crochet zombie plushie doll with a cursed, haunted, dark spirit inside. It's going for $100, and here's the description. This was once a cute crochet zombie plush doll that has a built-in jar. I found and took it home with a small piece of wood I stepped on in the gravel driveway a few days after a double homicide happened there. What, really? A double homicide? Jesus. I put the wood inside the doll's hidden jar. I've been attacked in my sleep by an evil spirit 3 times since I brought it home. I've had to move the doll into the center of a salt pentagram to contain it. Purchase at your own risk. I will provide more details about where the wood was found to the buyer after purchasing. And the last item of haunted eBay is haunted doll, active spirit, demon, negative, Baphomet, Lucifer. And it's going for $56 from the Boogie Down Bronx, baby. Here is the description. Haunted doll, active spirit, demon, negative, Baphomet, Lucifer, cursed cat chip. Warning, purchase at your own risk. Must be carefully watched around children and animals. Please read. The name is Chip. I present to you Chip. It was never human, but then went into this vessel to try to communicate with people. A young witch I know who loves cats helped this demon possess this vessel. Chip looks adorable and sweet, but I have been told that he is a sneaky and master of disaster. When he doesn't get his way, you can hear scratching on the door, possible scratching on your arms or feet, aggressive growls, and terrible smells like cat litter. I haven't slept since I got it. It's locked in a box right now to protect myself and those around me.
He needs a proper home with someone who can give him the care he needs. Anything a cat likes, Chip likes. Great for witches and black magic. Chip will also guide you as best as he can in the highest level to help you communicate with dark spirits and the almighty Baphomet. He will really help you take it to the next level. It is better that you have some experience with cursed and demonic objects. Please be super careful. This vessel is uncleansed. Light a white candle, burn incense, and give a small present to welcome it into your home. So, yeah. And of course, they give the little disclaimer that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's what I'm going to say right now. As always, the Warped Reality Paranormal Podcast and Ghost Joe are not responsible if you purchase any of these items and something paranormal does or does not happen. So bid at your own risk. But if you do end up bidding on it and something happens or something doesn't happen, please let me know at 845-600-0744. And that's going to do it for me, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show and I will see you guys next time. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Warped Reality Podcast, and thank you to all my guests and contributors that helped make this show possible. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warpedrealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest in the show, please leave me a voicemail at 845-600-0744, or you can email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or WarpRealityPodcast.com. Have a great night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.